Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised. Sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings and Dunham Sports.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. So wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew Steve. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of Bruce Lee abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It's like winning a used me. Ironic, cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster, the son of my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
Much of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts gone from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? Cause no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Gundren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster, the son of my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
Call me crazy, but I had this vision. One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that bump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. You think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
Welcome to a special edition of the River Soul Aftermath. It just seems like there's a whole bunch of smarks that's out as of late. It just seems like that problem's just getting worse and worse and worse. That's the reason for the smarks list, but unfortunately, we didn't have the show last week, and I was supposed to do it, but yeah, just other stuff that happened, and I couldn't get there in time. So, this is going to be the show for the smarts list tonight. And don't forget, anybody can be a smart, including promoters. There are certain promoters, I can't say their name because they threatened to sue me, which I find which I find funny. Apparently, if I keep saying their name and giving them a bad name, they're going to sue me. Well, exactly. So, for this certain person, I'm not going to name names. Well, I probably did last week, but I'm not going to name any names this week. My thing is, you're just a biggest mark in the making, and we'll just keep it that way. And like I said, I stand behind what I said about this person. Ain't nothing going to change that. You can get upset and cry like a little baby all you want. So, whatever. So, that's one smart done. Oh, bipolar. Oh, man. Yeah. It's always good to have listeners. Let's see. Oh, crap. Don't tell me it froze on me. I'm just... yeah, the laptop just don't want me to talk about smarts today. But if I can get to it, I will going to talk about a conversation that I had in the group today, which I thought some of it, it's just some of the stupidest things you just hear from a smart. Matter of fact, let me just reload. Okay, there we go. Yeah, this, man, this, I was gonna say, man, sorry to have a little difficulty with the, some person put, which I thought was funny. Well, was the stupidest thing I read all day. Who wants to join an ass kisser club? John Cena is the president and Randy Orton is the vice. And just going to read what some of the people stupided just to say. But I like what this person said. He says, all you John Cena haters sound jealous. Which some of them are. Not saying all of them, just some of them. Because at least there are some of them had like valid points of why they didn't like them. And here's a stupid one. Cena has a total of 4 moves max. He's clearly fake. WTF is there as jealous about? Plenty. Most overrated wrestler since Hulk Hogan. Let's see, Hogan, HBK, Cena, all kisses Vince's ass. Cena sucks, bro. Can't wrestle. That was another. artist, but you can't wrestle. Get back to me when you get into a wrestling ring. And some of you got the dumbest reasons to hate him. You didn't hate him when he started. Let's see. It's just like a lot of stupid things that's just going on, and I'm just seeing if I find any more, because it's just some of these groups are just sad that they got like idiots that don't even know anything about wrestling and quit the judge and they ain't had the experience. And here's another one. They say, if you have formed a team against Triple H, Seth Rollins, Kane, Brock, and Randy Orton, who would you pick? And this is the person's pick. I pick Undertaker, Roman Reigns, Y2J, Mark Henry, and Big Show. John Cena won't be on my team because he sucks. And this is, like, my response to it. Picture of a dude getting drop kicks saying, fuck out of here with all that dumb shit. But the thing is, the dude that made that status like that picture. And it was fur to him. Let's see if you can find anything else. Let's see. I really gotta join more groups. I'm not gonna talk much about Raw. It was actually a good Raw. Of course you would say that. But yeah, it actually was a good Raw. At least a good Raw before they head into the pay-per-view. Although I did not see TNA, but I know I won't be able to see it tomorrow because I'll be going to work all day. Which kind of sucks. But then again, it's going to be kind of worth it in my end, so can't get upset with that. But, I'm just sorry. It's just a lot of stuff I'm just reading on here. Let's see what else I can look. Mind will cheer for Cena. All his matches are boring. That's why your best friend Randy Orton is better than you. Let's see. What would be a good response? Content ready, B for bullshit. almost underestimated myself.
We like to give haters dead air. And also deadly air.
Knowing you far on every show, but I guess not today. Let's see, yeah, I am gonna play a song, and I think there's a
watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She says, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane, and she smiles all the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting in his arms, yeah. In his arms, yeah. Waiting for Superman. She's out on the corner trying to catch a glimpse. Nothing's making sense. She's been chasing an answer, a sign lost in the abyss. This metropolis, she said. Yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the five and dime, saving the day. She said, if life was a movie, then it wouldn't end like this. Left without a kiss, still she smiles.
be a ghost, you gain your stadium. I'll be a 50,000, then clap the light one. And I feel alright, and I feel alright, cause I worked it out, yeah, I worked it out. I'll be doing this, if you ever doubt, till the love runs out, till the love runs out. I got my mind.
Detroit takes his head to the front.
Fool.
I'm sorry. Okay. So it's just like a lot of this comment just coming and coming and coming and coming. Because she probably thought I'd call her. Okay, this is what I put, people like Cena, so what? I cheer for him since day one. It's people that come up with the dumbest reasons to hate him. I agree with Cena haters, they push him too much at times, but that's the business. I don't mind how many times he's on TV every week because I understand the business and how much money the guy brings into the WWE. Plus, what he does outside the ring, I think, is amazing. Kids today need role models. We got kids today shooting people, robbing people, stabbing people, and so on. This is what the wrestling business and the world needs are role models. What do you think about that? That's a good enough response. I guess that's a good enough response. sorry. Let's see. I guess the dude probably respond. Let's see. Let's see, he said, I understand that, but come on, as a fan, in a year, Cena gets the title 8 or 9 times. But as I'm going to keep on with this here, right, because there's a lot of people that get titles like so many times, they just don't realize it. Let's see, as I'm going to continue on with this, are you doing your show Wednesday? She is doing her show this Wednesday. Aza runs her mouth. So check that out. I think it's 9 p.m. Central Time Wednesday. Okay, just making sure. Okay, also, there's the Smart List. I think Chris is actually going to do the show this Thursday at 10 p.m. Central Time. I will say with Randy, but we don't know what's going on with her. Nobody hasn't heard from her since, so we don't know what's going on with her. So if she's listening, try to be on the Smarts List this weekend. Come back and hopefully you can tell us what's going on with your absence and stuff. Check.
Everything's okay.
Heard that? We hope everything's okay. WrestlingFanspeakOut.com. Check out the website for news and events that's going on around the area. And if you know anything that's going on in your area, please let me know. Please let us know on my Facebook page so I can post it up on the website so I can let everybody else know. So, and we're going to be out of here. Until then, this is our trail along with Hazel in the background. You guys have a good night and enjoy your week.